I think in my life, probably two or three times I've called on the Lord to send down fire and destroy a certain building, but he's always apparently said no to me, so he's consistent with the apostles. Almost the exact opposite is the spirituality of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, whose feast we observe today. And St. Thérèse is like one of the most beloved saints in all of Catholic history, and I think one of the reasons why she's so beloved is because she gives us all hope. Her famous, you know, mode of being Catholic, as she calls the little way of love, that we don't have to be, you know, these great heroes like St. Francis of Assisi or, you know, Gregory the Great and be a pope or whatever. All we have to be is just who we are and do little things with great love. And the nice thing about that is everyone can do that. We can all do little things with great love. Not all of us are given the situation or the skills to be some sort of like national figure or some sort of superhero, but we're all given the true super ability to show love and to do things for great love, even when no one notices, even when it's hidden. St. Thérèse lived a short life. She was hidden in a convent for most of it, and yet somehow she's known throughout the world 100 and some years after she lived. But she was beloved almost immediately, and the church used her teachings and eventually declared her a doctor of the church. She who was not, I mean, so well educated, but she had true understanding that God doesn't expect great buildings or tasks. He expects us to do whatever we do with great love. And that's what changes hearts. That's what converts souls. Not erudite arguments, but demonstrating for the world what it means to be Christian, and what it means to be Christian is to show love, true love. True love that reveals the dignity of the human person and prevents them from falling into the same mistakes that human beings have fallen into since Adam and Eve. And so let us take her encouragement today that we too can be great saints by being little, by showing little acts of love to all those around us. And that's what's going to convert the world. When people see us and they see, oh, this person's a Catholic, and I know that because that's how they treat me. They treat me with respect and love, and that's attractive to me. So we can take St. Thérèse's example today, that even if our lives are hidden or our lives are somewhat unimportant in the eyes of the world, they can be truly important in the eyes of God because of the love we show.